Hey everybody, welcome back to Random Threads. I'm your host, Shayna. Happy spring! First day of spring today, 2021. I am so excited. I literally have been like craving the sunshine and the warmer weather. And to me, like I know it gets warm and stuff before the actual day of spring, or at least it should, or at least it does spots here and there get warm. But to me, the official day of spring, it kind of just seals the deal, you know? Even if you happen to get snow after the first day of spring, it's just different. Like, different in your minds and everything like that. You're just like, you know what? It is spring. It doesn't matter what happens, it is spring now. So, we are 3 days away from my husband Dakota, and I's 7 year wedding anniversary. We have been married for 7 years. To me, like it feels like we've been together for forever. But then when I think in the reality of it, we've been married for 7 years, I'm just like, wow, we've accomplished so much. We've accomplished and have had a successful married life for 7 years. And I am blessed and I am lucky and I don't take that for granted because I know that there's a lot of people that they haven't experienced that, or you know, they came from a household where their parents weren't together or anything like that. So I definitely don't take Dakota and I's relationship for granted. I am very, very blessed and very, very grateful for Dakota, my husband, and I am just beside myself in happiness with our success and that we have reached 7 years of marriage. It is just phenomenal to me. I am so happy and I know that he is so happy, although he's not here to back me up, but I do know that we have been blessed. We have both been blessed and we recognize that we have been blessed and very lucky in our relationship together, and we definitely don't take that for granted. So anyway, happy anniversary to me and my beloved husband. Basically, that kind of just jump starts us into the topic that I kind of wanted to bring up to everyone today. I had this on my heart for a couple days, maybe even a week, and I kind of wanted to bring it up, but I didn't necessarily know how to approach it. So I've done a little bit of research and well, I can't even say research, like I've hit the books or I've did a lot of Google searches. I mostly researched and had a lot of quiet time with myself, reaching inside of my heart and my feelings and stuff, because this is going to be a very personal podcast. Not that they all haven't been personal, but this one, I reached into my heart and I'm like bringing it out to you guys, and I'm hoping that it will help other people who want successful relationships, successful marriages, successful, like whether it's for your spouse, with your spouse, or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever the case is. If you just want a successful, intimate, not even like intimate in like the sexual aspect, but more of like intimate heart-to-heart, one-on-one relationship, and if you want it to be successful. Let's just dive right in. So, and I have, if you hear me flipping through papers, it's because I went through when I was doing my research of myself. I went through and I wrote down a bunch of notes, and I just want to make sure that I don't shy away or, I guess, lose my nerve. And so I wrote down notes so that I could bring myself back and make sure that I cover all of the topics that I wanted to cover. And so, anyway, so basically, it's gonna be about partner support, or like a supportive partner, whether, like I said, whether that be your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever intimate or one-on-one lasting relationship in a successful manner. So, do you have a partner that supports your desires, your life goals, your chosen path, like anything that you're starting to or have set your feet, your heart, your action towards in a successful manner? Not necessarily like business-wise, but like even if it's just a mindset, just setting your goals towards a happier lifestyle, so to speak. Or shoot, it could even be something like you want to make sure that your house stays cleaner because like you haven't had it cleaned very well in the past, or you have gone through and you've accumulated a bunch of stuff. And so, like, you've set forth to declutter your house and clean your house top to bottom. Like, anything that you're setting yourself forth into doing or pursuing to make your life, your mind, your brain, your relationships, anything that you're setting forth to make yourself better or more successful, or however you want to put it, however it speaks to you in your mind, do you have a partner that supports those things, that supports those steps? And like I said before, it can be a spouse, it can be a best friend, it can be a boyfriend, it could be a girlfriend, it could be your parents, it could be your children, it could be a roommate, it could be anybody that you want to have, or that is basically your partner, or that you want a successful relationship with. Because although I'm going to touch a lot upon, like, Dakota and I as a married couple, and so it could go mostly towards, like, an intimate relationship with a partner, but this can also be broad spectrum to any relationship that you want successful. Okay, anyway, question was, do you have a partner that supports those things that you are reaching forth to do? So, in honor of our wedding anniversary, I wanted to shout out a gratefulness or a gratitude or a thank you, a big, huge thank you towards my husband, Dakota. Not only does he work every day outside of the home to support our family, and he runs around doing errands in town, and he does chores for us. That sounds like he's our servant. That's not what I mean, but like he goes to work every day outside of the home. He brings home the bacon, if I can get that out. He runs around town, he does the errands because it's just easier for him to run around doing those things, going to the grocery store, going to the post office, you know, going to the bank, whatever, because it's easier for him to just to jump in there and get it done instead of having all of us pile into the car. And so I'm like super appreciative of the things that he does every single day for us. So not only does he do those sorts of physical things and the chores around a house and, like, you know, taking out the trash and dishes and laundry and, like, all the things that he does, not only does he do that, but he is, and I know I may be biased and I may sound biased, but this is that's okay, you're biased towards certain people anyway. Also, he is the best dad that our children, or literally any children, but I'll just stick personally with us, he's the best dad that our children could ever have. He plays with them, and not just like plays with them like ho-hum type, but he plays hard with them. He gets into character, you know, he wrestles, he makes it fun, he has fun with them, he bike rides with them. I mean, I could go on and on with how he plays with them and has fun with them and interacts with them and reads to them and all these different things that he does for them and with them. And he also, not just the fun side, so don't think that I'm like saying he's the fun parent and I'm the mean parent, he also takes the initiative and he takes the time to teach them, like, life things, not just teaches them the rules of games or teaches them how to play a certain way, but he also gives them really good important life lessons, like anything, like, say one of them is pouting or having an attitude or the siblings are fighting or whatever, he doesn't just like ignore them and be like, well, let's just play a game and maybe everybody will be happy. No, he addresses the issue and he, like, teaches them important life lessons that they could carry on throughout their entire life. And so, like, I just want to shout out, like, a huge thank you, because he has literally laid down his life for his family in supporting us in everything that we want to do, and basically takes the time and the initiative to teach our children and to want them to know very valuable, successful life lessons. So on top of all the amazing things that Dakota is, he is beyond supportive of me and all of my aspects of life that I have chosen to pursue. So, like, but it's not me making life choices and leaving him and the children behind while I fly high on all my steps towards my goals. It's not like that at all. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Disney's Frozen 2. Anyway, it's one of our favorite movies. But the song that Kristoff sings, I think it's called Lost in the Woods. in Frozen 2, he really hits hard on this point. And maybe I just look deeper into things than most people do, but just go with me. So not to rip apart or judge the relationship between Kristoff and Anna, but to bring up a very important point in a successful relationship. And if you know that the song I'm talking about, I will touch on it. I'll explain a little bit better. But if you know the song Lost in the Woods that Kristoff sings in kind of like an 80s ballad, anyway, you'll know kind of what I'm talking about. But anyway, so to go back to the supportiveness of a partner, the supportive relationship or whatever, the support that your partner gives and that you can give your partner, communication in all its totality, like total communication. Not in just a one-sided, like me blabbing on about the things that I want to do or blabbing on about how my day has been or complaining about the things that I had to go through, that he wasn't here and I had to deal with the kids and I had to do this and I had to do that and where have you been? At work all day, having fun, blah, blah, blah. And it's not him, his side being like, well, I was at work all day and I don't want to have to come home to you upset at the kids and the kids fighting and blah. It's not that communication. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not a one-sided, you only think of yourself type of communication. The communication has to be in both parties sharing feelings, emotions, a dialogue of truth, of fact scenarios, not being dramatic or over-exaggerating in things just because you want your partner to feel sorry for you or you want your partner to think that you went through more horrible things during the day than he did or more horrible things during the day than she did. You know, it's so you just communicate the truths, the facts, the scenarios, and you even share the criticisms or whatever. Like, every aspect of communication needs to be reached in a relationship of success. Everything has to be talked about. Everything. Like, every feeling that you feel, every emotion that you have, everything that you go through. Like, you won't necessarily have a successful connection with your partner if you don't communicate everything. Everything from physical to soulful to spiritual to mindful to everything that you and your body and yourself go through. You have to communicate it to your partner. That way, neither side of the relationship or neither side of the party, since I said parties, both parties, neither party feels like they're left behind or misunderstood. So let's take a minute and read some of the lyrics of that, the Lost in the Woods. It's a song from Disney's Frozen 2. With what I just said, keep it in mind. Let's see. Let me find the lyrics here real quick. So, Lost in the Woods, some of the lyrics. Let's see. All right. I'm just going to read them. This is Kristoff singing. And anyway, keep in mind what I had just said about communication. Again, you're gone, off on a different path than mine. I'm left behind, wondering if I should follow. You had to go. And of course, it's always fine. I probably could catch up with you tomorrow. But is this what it feels like to be growing apart? When did I become the one who's always chasing your heart? Now I turn around and I find I am lost in the woods. North is south, right is left when you're gone. I'm the one who sees you home, but now I'm lost in the woods. And I don't know what path you are on. I'm lost in the woods. Up till now, the next step was a question of how. I never thought it was a question of whether. Who am I if I'm not your guy? Where am I if we're not together forever? Now I know you're my true north, 'cause I am lost in the woods. Up is down, day is night, when you're not there. Oh, you're my only landmark, so I'm lost in the woods, wondering if you still care. But I'll wait for a sign that I'm on your path, because you are mine. Until then, I'm lost in the woods. And then it just repeats itself a little bit. If you've seen the movie, this song belongs to... if you've seen the movie this song belongs to, then you understand what situation Kristoff is referring to. But I would like to point out the feelings and emotions of this situation with the relationship to the woman he loves. Anyway, as I said, communication on both sides. So when you take steps towards your desires and life goals, and your partner and or family or your kids feel as though they are on a separate path than you, or as if you are going in different directions, you need to back up. And if you want your relationship to stay successful as you pursue your goals, you need communication. Even if it makes you take a minute longer to start your journey, like as I told you in my last podcast, I have decided to chase a psychology career. So I have enrolled in online college, in an online college course to do so. I have also recently started this podcast so that I could penetrate the universe with resounding love and joy, doing my part to have positivity echo throughout, through my words to the entire universe. So I have here recently, like really recently, like I started this podcast at the beginning of February, so it's barely a month old. And now I've decided to enroll in a college course or whatever for psychology to start the introduction to psychology to pursue that career choice that I have decided to do. Anyway, so this is just a little bit of a personal example, I should say, of myself, and I'm just going to try to keep it to myself because I know me and nobody else knows me, and I'm just hoping that my examples and my experiences help somebody else out. So anyway, on top of the psychology and the podcast or whatever, on top of all of that, I have a full-time job. You know, I work from home. I have a full-time job, and I help manage our resale business and our YouTube channel. Dakota and I have a resale business, and we have a family YouTube channel under Grabbers Resale that we like to post videos very regularly, just because we are passionate about the content that we share, and we're passionate about reselling, so we like to do that. It's just one of those goals, one of those desires that we want to do. So we push towards it, and we like to do it very, very often. So there's a lot of times that our evening is taken up by posting stuff on our YouTube channel or editing videos for our YouTube channel and managing our inventory for our resale business and all those certain things. But even on top of all of that, we homeschool our beautiful children, you know. We chose to do that even before the pandemic. We both grew up actually homeschooled, both of us did. And so we decided, because we both had situations where we both experienced public school and we both experienced homeschool. And so we came together and we decided our favorite was when we were homeschooled. So we chose to start our children off in homeschooling them. So that's what we're doing right now. And we have a 3-year-old, an almost 5-year-old, and a 6-year-old that we are homeschooling. So basically we're doing preschool and kindergarten, and we will be starting first grade here in the next few weeks or a month or whatever. Anyway, so we homeschool our children, and we have also, we've had fitness a part of our life for quite a while, but of course the beginning of 2021, this was actually our first year of marriage that we actually sat down and decided to, not necessarily do like resolutions. It was just kind of like opportunity for us to kind of just sit down and be like, okay, new year, let's go ahead and do this. Let's do what everybody does and set some goals. And so we set a goal to press towards being more healthy into a fitness journey or whatever. So we have literally invested a lot more time into our physical bodies to where we are setting aside a time each day to do a workout and like jump roping or riding a bike or whatever. Like it's a daily thing where we set time aside to do that. And we both love music. We both play music. We both make music. So we practice our instruments, you know, drums, bass, guitar, and singing. And I mean, and that's besides all the normal chores we do, like just the basic life chores of like cleaning, cleaning the house, cleaning the yard, cooking, and, you know, our day-to-day financial management, you know. So like all of these things, I brought up all of these things. And that's not even all of them, obviously, because everybody has a life. Everybody has a ton of things in their life to do. And so when you're already feeling like, I can't even say feeling, when you already know that you have a ton of things in your life that you're already doing, or maybe you're even like struggling to do most of the things that you need to do in your life, or whatever, like we all have life, we all have tasks of life, and we all have things that we want to do with our life. And so I basically brought up all of that because it does feel like we have a ton of things right now. We have, how do you put the phrase? I don't even know, so I'm probably gonna butcher it, but we have a lot of sticks in the fire right now, you know? And so, which is fine because we're both young, we're both energetic, and we both have a fuck ton of years to live our life, you know? And so like, we do have a lot of things going for us, and we are involved and invested in a lot of things for our life because we want to be successful and we want to pursue like all of our passions. And so anyway, to cut that all short, so all of this and now taking my college course so that I can better I basically decided to take the college course so that I could better my knowledge in my preferred study of the human mind and behavioral analysis stuff and motivational speaking and inspiring, you know, all aspects of life or anything like right now, you know, anything that is like passion bound, what you have a passion towards. Like I have decided to pursue psychology just so I could get a better understanding of the human mind, the brain, first of all, and just go throughout the aspects of it, and, you know, and just go from there. Anyway, so we have all these things going for us, all of these life moments, you know, day by day. Our children are young. We don't want to miss anything with our children. We don't want to miss any of their firsthand experiences with anything. Them learning how to ride a bike, them learning how to read, you know, them learning new games, they tasting new food. Like, we don't want to miss a thing. And so it feels like sometimes that we're just like nonstop going. But I do have to say, although we feel like we get burnt out sometimes, I know from personal experience and from what Dakota and I have talked about or whatever, we wouldn't change it for the world. Like, we want to stay energized, we want to stay active, and we do not ever want to be inactive, I guess, so to speak. We don't want our life to become just, like, we don't want it just to pass us by. We don't want life to pass us by. We want to take life, and we want to push it in the direction that we want it. Anyway, so, new goals we're pursuing on top of everything else that we are pursuing. So, I have to say, it is probably like maybe a week ago. I don't really remember, and I guess it doesn't matter. But anyway, and this is where it kind of gets a little touchy and very personal or whatever. But I really feel like I want to share it with you guys, and I really feel like it could help some of you guys in your in a successful relationship with whoever you want to have a successful relationship with. So, just a personal experience of the other day. In an intimate, like, communication, intimate conversation between Dakota and I, as we discussed all of these tasks, all of these goals that we have in our life or whatever, he kind of, like, got a little quiet or whatever, and kind of, like, it was kind of like a little bit of an emotional conversation because, you know, life choices, especially with partners, it should be really raw, so to speak, really truthful, so that all of your feelings are out on the table and everybody's tasks, your task list or whatever, are all like lined up and you guys that you're on the same page. Anyway, so he kind of got quiet, and he kind of humbly, so to speak, exposed a fear, or a freight or whatever, like, so a fear, so to speak. I don't know how else to put it. He exposed one of his fears to me with this whole situation. He said something like, I just don't want you to leave me behind. I don't want you to go without me. And that seriously, like, kind of floored me a little bit. Not like I was appalled at him saying that. My head was kind of just reeling because I felt like I wanted to say, man, I would never leave you. Like, I won't go anywhere without you. I love you. I need you in my every moment of life. Like, when he said that, and he was kind of afraid that, he was afraid that with these new goals, and it's not because of psychology courses or anything like that. It's just when somebody gets super passionate about something and they start taking those passionate steps towards their goals, sometimes people can get a little intimidated. And I'm not saying that Dakota was intimidated by me per se, and I don't think he was necessarily intimidated. I don't know necessarily how to even put it, but he just was afraid that I would get so far ahead of him, I guess. And not like far ahead of him like I'm better than him or I'm smarter than him, but like just pressing towards my goals of taking these online courses, doing my podcast that I study for, you know, teaching the children homeschool when he's at work. And so, like, it just really hit me hard. But I realized that I needed to take a step back. I realized not take a step back from my goals. That's not what I'm saying. Hear me out. I had to realize why he may have felt this way. I had to be like, okay, why is he tempted? Or whatever. Why is he tempted to feel like I'm going to leave him behind? So I was talking and I found out, or I researched myself. I dug deep inside myself. I like to analyze myself so that I know that I'm growing in the direction that I want to grow. And that takes, you know, investigating yourself and interrogating your own mind and your own thoughts and, you know, taking account and taking responsibility of how you have been acting and how you have been feeling and how you have been exploding out your emotions and whatever. So I looked at myself and I was like, yeah, I have been talking and I have been taking actions as though these new challenges would only affect me and my life. And they would only, like, I was acting like they would only affect my moment by moment in the days. And so with a relationship, with anyone you are close to and love dearly, you know, with all your everything, each of you, or with all of your life. So, like, anyone, everything each of you do, everything each of you go through will affect the other. The relationship will affect both parties, no matter what the one person does, the other one's going to be affected no matter what. That's how a successful relationship works. Dakota and I are connected. We have made a life choice to, this may sound strange to some of you, but this is where we are. We have made a life choice to have our minds, our spirits, our souls, our bodies, our every breath is connected to each other. Like, we chose that. So when I go about talking and acting that my achievements and my accomplishments will only give my life results, then I'm basically exuding the essence of leaving Dakota and the children behind. Very selfish that to think that my actions and my choices and my steps towards pushing towards my goals and my achievements and my desires, that it's only going to affect me, and acting and talking like it's only going to affect me, is so fucking selfish. Because I am connected to my partner, I am connected to my children, and so if I'm acting as though I'm the only one gonna be affected, I am exploding the attitude or the essence of leaving them behind. And that is the last thing I ever want to make him or them feel. I never want them to feel like I am leaving them behind. So I have since then I have determined to speak and act and communicate my efforts and plans to him as if it would be affecting his days as well, because it is affecting his days as well. We have chosen this connection, and I refuse to make him feel afraid of me severing it. I don't want him to ever feel like my dreams are bigger than our love or bigger than our relationship, because it seriously is not. And if you are in a relationship where your dreams are bigger than your relationship, then maybe you need to rethink your relationship, which no judgment here. If you don't like where you are, I saw this on Facebook actually the other day. If you don't like where you are, move. You're not a tree. And so, like, if you don't like a relationship you're in, move. You're not a tree, you know? Or if you don't like the steps in life that you're taking, take different steps. Like, that's the beauty of being a human. We freaking can change, you know? I mean, lots of things can change, but you know what I mean. We can actually take evasive actions if we don't like our life or whatever, you know? And so anyway, we have chosen to have this connection of a relationship, this successful relationship, and we are fully connected to each other in love and peace and joy and harmony and all of those things. We have chosen that, and we love each other dearly, you know? And there again, Dakota's not here to back me up. I love him dearly, and we are connected. I know he loves me dearly as well. And so I do not ever want to make him feel afraid of me cutting our relationship because I had a desire I wanted to pursue. I had a dream or anything like that. Like, yes. So I'm getting kind of heated. Anyway, so all that being said, I know that some of you may think this is quite a mild situation, and maybe it is for some people. Maybe, you know, everybody's different. There's always going to be somebody that has it hashtag harder than you, and there's always going to be somebody that has it hashtag easier than you. We're all different. We all go through different things. I'm kind of just spilling my guts out in a very personal experience, very personal example, so that I can help other people who want successful relationships. And this is basically only one tip of the icebergs of successful relationships. There is a ton of things that you could cover in the love of successful relationships. Anyway, so you may think this is kind of a weird, quite mild situation,
if they're not caught as soon as you notice them, or if they're not caught as they are small or whatever, it could result in a catastrophic event. You know, you need to catch things like this when they're small or when they're mild. You know, you need to address feelings and emotions that you share with your partner and that they share with you. You need to address them and make sure that everybody is on the same page and everybody is walking towards the same goals and same desires with everybody's life. Because although I have been talking a lot about what my goals and what my desires are in life, Dakota also has goals and desires in life. And if we're not taking steps together in our goal desires, then we will be walking on different paths. You know, like his music desire, his playing and singing and making and writing music desire that he is pursuing. And if we don't line up our goals and walk together in these goals and support each other in these goals, and if we don't address little feelings and little emotions, little things, and I say little in a very mild manner, like they're not little. Nobody's feelings, nobody's emotions, nobody's conversations are little. So just go with me. If you don't address these things, it could become crazy. You know, it could become where then you stop addressing, or then you stop exposing your feelings to your partner. You stop exposing your emotions to your partner. You basically stop exposing yourself to your relationship, and that could definitely kill a relationship. You would probably end up not only separating, like your goals and your mindsets, not only just separating like what you guys want to do, like then you stop doing stuff together, not just that, but you could literally end up physically, you know, separating or splitting up or breaking or, you know, cursing the true bonds of a successful relationship. So in short, I just wanted to bring up, you know, all of this to say, man, communication, both sides of the relationship, with true, raw, hard, tough feelings and emotions, like expose them to each other, expose them to the success, to the relationship that you want to pursue, to the relationship that you want to be so extremely successful. You know, you have to expose yourself. You have to be raw. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have been hurt. I am one of them. So I'm not just coming to you like my marriage has all been roses. My marriage has been all roses, but I mean my past. I've had past relationships that we, like both Dakota and I have had past relationships that we basically had to like, we had to cut off the relationship just in able to survive, not just like, not physically survive, so to speak, but like mentally survive, you know? And so like, I know where I'm coming from. I know how it is to expose yourself in a relationship, to get squashed, to get taken advantage of, to get abused. Like, I know what that is. I know what it feels like. I went through it. I do have to say that there is actually, oh my gosh, a song. Let me find it real quick. It'll take me just a moment. Okay, sorry about that. It took me a little bit longer. Anyway, there's this song. So talking about abuse in relationships and being afraid of becoming raw or vulnerable in a relationship, I'm going to read the lyrics to this song. Maybe not all of them, but it is super good. So bear with me as I read these lyrics real quick. Okay, so the song itself is called Vulnerable. And by the way, just so everybody knows, I will, on my Instagram, it's random_threads_podcasts. I will try to link the description or link in a description or whatever about the lyrics and who sings the song Vulnerable. And I can do it to Frozen too if you guys want, but that should just speak for itself. Anyway, so this song is called Vulnerable and it starts. So, I've built walls without even meaning to. They try to protect me when my heart is out to get me. But I fell hard. Now I don't know what to do. I would rather push away than let you see me break. It was easy moving on when I didn't care enough. It was easier to run. But the hardest thing that I have ever done was let you in to see me vulnerable. I got scars I didn't want to show you. They make me feel ugly, but I hope that you won't judge me. When I say I need space, that really means I'm needing you. I can't explain my crazy, so just be there for me, baby. It was easy moving on when I didn't care enough. It was easy acting tough, but the hardest thing that I have ever done was let you in to see me vulnerable. I'm letting go. 'Cause nobody deserves to die alone. And if I lose in love again, it's better than to never love at all. And so that was the song. And so the reason I wanted to read that to you is because the last part of that is a resounding, oh my gosh, yes. And so just back to the abuse in relationships, having an abusive relationship, being really afraid or fearful to make yourself vulnerable or expose yourself to your partner, to the one that you want to have success in intimacy, whether it be physically intimate or just mindful or soulful or spiritual intimacy with a partner or with somebody or have that relationship. If you're afraid to expose yourself to them, just listen to this last part again. I'm letting go because nobody deserves to die alone. That's you. That's you right there. You do not deserve to die alone. And then
if I lose in love again, it's better than to have never loved at all. Like, there it is. There it is. Open yourself up for love, even if you've been hurt. And like I said, I have been hurt, okay? I have been hurt in relationships. I have been exposed and taken advantage of and all those things. But I'm here to say that I'm letting go because I do not deserve to die alone. I don't deserve that. And so I'm opening up. And yes, I am completely exposing and being vulnerable to my husband, my relationship that I want to exceed success. You know, I am being very vulnerable to him. And that's what I'm talking about. We have made the decision to be completely connected to each other. And so I think that, and I don't believe that we will lose in love with each other, but I do have to say that I am willing to be vulnerable and super exposed and raw with Dakota and my children, because it's better for me to have that than to be all alone and to have never loved at all. So anyway, again, in short, I just wanted to say communication on both sides of the relationship with true raw feelings and emotions, all of that exposed, so that your connection, so that your connected beings of yourself can heal stronger together, stepping in the same path together and exceeding relationships as partners, lovers, and bleeding into your relationships with your children so that they see the true value of teamwork, the true lasting relationships, you know, between friends, family, partner, colleagues, and even coworkers, you know. Like, it's really good for like me and Dakota to have this long lasting, very raw, very real, very truthful relationship. And it's definitely even more important that this relationship, the value of relationship, is bleeding into our children so that they can actually see what relationships should be like, you know, or whatever. That was a very, like I said, that was a very intimate example experience. And that was very my heart that I gave to you guys. And I am really hoping that it helped you, because I know that it has helped me in the last, well, Dakota always helps me, but like just when he, our conversation that we had a couple days ago, I'm just like, wow, you know, together here we are. And because we have decided to be connected, you know, we're like raw together. And so we're going to grow together. And I am very, very happy and looking forward to growing with him, growing together with him for the entirety of our life, for the entirety of our physical life, and then whenever we pass, however we pass, whatever happens in the afterlife, that we will stay together because we've grown together for our entirety, that we'll just stick together for forever. And thank you guys for listening, and I will see you, or you will hear me, in the next one. Have a great day.